From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, March 21st. Coming up, one of the biggest needs for people leaving incarceration is health care. We'll learn more about the challenges of filling that need from Side Effects Public Media, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he believes Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is the proper choice to join the U.S. Supreme Court. The Illinois Democrat chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee that begins consideration of Jackson's nomination today. Durbin says her qualifications are without question and her record speaks for itself.
She has the support of law enforcement, the Fraternal Order of Police, and the International Association of Chiefs of Police. She has the support of crime victims who watched her career carefully. She is an extraordinary individual with an extraordinary background in the law.
Durbin says he hopes Jackson earns bipartisan approval. He says multiple Republican senators on the Judiciary Committee have told him they were impressed by Jackson when they met with her personally. If approved, Jackson would become the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Women working full-time in Missouri earn about $10,000 less per year than men, according to the U.S. Census. The gap is even larger in Illinois, where women earn about $13,000 less than men. Shayla Farzan reports.
Amaryllis Emmerich lives in Manchester and works in health insurance. When her son's daycare shut down during the pandemic, she made the difficult decision to take a more flexible job and a roughly $15,000 pay cut. She and her husband decided he should keep his insurance job.
Obviously, him being a man makes way more money than I do. So it made more sense for me to take a pay cut than him finding a different job.
Research shows lack of childcare is a major factor driving the earnings gap between men and women, along with workplace discrimination and the types of jobs they hold. In Missouri, women working full-time earn a median salary of about $40,000 a year, compared to over $50,000 for men. I'm Shayla Farzan.
A new COVID-19 test developed in Chicago boasts the speed of an antigen test and has the accuracy of a PCR test. A Northwestern University spinoff company created the test, which has received emergency use go-ahead from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Northwestern professor Sally McFall co-founded the company and says the test can be used in several settings.
In Northwestern, we hope that they'll be able to use that for sports teams, emergency rooms, a lot of different kind of healthcare settings.
The device is called DASH, Diagnostic Analyzer for Specific Hybridization. It's taken via nasal swab and results are processed in 15 minutes. For the second straight season, the Illinois men's basketball team's NCAA tournament run has ended early. The Illini lost to Houston yesterday, 68-53, in the second round. Head coach Brad Underwood says turnovers and offensive rebounds were a big factor in the loss.
We turned the ball over 17 times, got out-rebounded, gave up a boatload of offensive rebounds. When you combine turnovers with offensive rebounds, they got 9 more field goal attempts than us. It really stresses your offense.
Junior center Kofi Coburn led Illinois with 19 points. The Illini closed the season with a 23-10 record. Houston will face top-seeded Arizona on Thursday in the Sweet 16. Still to come, we'll learn about efforts to enroll people leaving prison in Medicaid to help keep them from coming back. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
Wildlife cameraman Gordon Buchanan and a team of pioneering animal scientists return for the nature series Animals with Cameras, Season 2. The animals themselves do the filming. This season, we get a fruit bat's perspective as it flies above an Australian cityscape, elephant seal pups play in the ocean, and tiger sharks dive 500 feet in a coral reef. Stream all the episodes and other breathtaking nature documentaries with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. When people leave prison, they can go from having basic health care to having none at all. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports on efforts to enroll people in Medicaid upon leaving prison in an effort to keep them from coming back.
In the lobby of the Reentry Opportunity Center in Columbia, Missouri, soft R&B music provides a soothing soundtrack for the people passing through. Most of them are just starting the process of putting their lives together after being incarcerated.
When someone comes out, they need everything. they will tell you they need everything, and they need it now.
Program Director DeMarcus Thomas Brown says the center looks to link its clients to the many resources they might need by creating what he calls warm handoffs, personal connections to local organizations, like the Voluntary Action Center, or VAC.
We're not just telling them, hey, if you go down to VAC on Wednesdays, you can get possibly get help. We're able to give the handouts and say, hey, so-and-so is waiting for you.
Thomas Brown says one of the biggest needs for people leaving incarceration is health care. While people can typically access basic health services while incarcerated, that goes away on the outside.
If they were taking meds, whether it be for mental or even stabilizing for recovery from substance use disorder, how to get those meds now on the outside is a huge obstacle.
The state of Missouri expanded Medicaid last summer. The public health insurance program for people with low incomes is now open to most Missourians making less than about $18,800 a year for an individual. But eligibility for Medicaid isn't the same as enrollment. More than 71,000 Missourians have enrolled in Medicaid since the state started implementing expansion in the fall. That's just over a quarter of the estimated 275,000 Missourians newly eligible through expansion. The state has done little to promote the program, and that work has largely fallen to advocates and nonprofits. Concordance in St. Louis is one group connecting people leaving prison to Medicaid. Michelle Smith is the organization's president.
Just being eligible when you're an individual in prison doesn't mean you're going to take advantage of it.
Federal data shows most other states process Medicaid applications within a week. In Missouri, it takes on average more than 3 months, according to the state's most recent report. Smith says these delays are a problem for people leaving incarceration.
If they have some type of medication, when they're released from prison, they're only released with a 30-day supply. If you can't get Medicaid eligible or see a healthcare doctor within those 30 days, prescriptions will lapse.
Smith says Concordance starts filling out applications with its clients in the final days of their sentence in order to speed up the process. She says several have already successfully enrolled. The overall goal is to reduce recidivism, and research suggests Medicaid expansion can help make that happen.
So if you look at the psychiatry literature, it clearly shows that certain types of crimes are correlated with certain health conditions.
Erkman Aslam is an economics professor at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. He's the lead author on a recent study that found lower rates of recidivism in states that expanded Medicaid compared to those that didn't. Aslam says there was a pronounced effect on crimes correlated with mental health and addiction specifically.
This supports our hypothesis that the policy is really effective in curbing recidivism associated with crimes that are most likely committed impulsively.
Lower rates of recidivism, Aslam says, benefits individuals and also society. Fewer people reoffending means fewer fiscal costs to imprison them, not to mention the direct cost to victims of crime. But seeing those benefits requires streamlining the process so that everyone who's eligible for Medicaid gets enrolled. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 73 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Joe Deacon, Shayla Farzon, Caroline Kubzanski, and Rob McCauley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.